Okay, let's see. Looks like Forrest is calling us from Puyallup. Hi, Forrest. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright, this is actually not Forrest. I'm calling for
Uh-oh.
Forrest.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he's got an issue where his stomach acids are coming up out of his, you know. And I remember on one of your shows, you mentioned something about a weak flapper and certain supplements to strengthen that so it stops opening up and letting the acid out.
Yeah, that's true, sir. However, just before we get there, sometimes the stomach acid is coming out not because that valve is weak, it's because there's not enough acid. How old is this gentleman?
Like 68.
He is in that category. Mayo Clinic, I'm not kidding you, Mayo Clinic research reported by Dr. Nancy Van Zandt in 1932. Yeah, my memory works every once in a while. Pointed out that by the time we all get to be 60, half of us are making not enough acid in the stomach to fully digest everything. And the reason that causes heartburn, sir, is that little valve at the top of the stomach between the esophagus and the stomach is acid sensitive. And if our stomachs aren't making enough acid, then that valve doesn't close. And the valve would close if it had as much acid as we had in our tummies when we were 16, and we never had heartburn when we were 16. So there's a whole book on this, sir. It's called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. That's the name of it. Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. And it points out that a substantial majority, but not 100%, of people with heartburn have low stomach acid. There is an exact test that measures the degree of acidity that a person
Not
has
right
in their
now.
tummy, the degree the person has in their tummy. And if that exact test tells us, uh-oh, stomach acid is low, then almost always it's close to 100%. If the measurement says the stomach acid is low, then we have people take hydrochloric acid and pepsin with meals, and what do you know? They quit having heartburn.
Yeah, and it's at your dispensary too. You know, Dr. Wright, I came to your dispensary yesterday and you weren't there, so I couldn't shake your hand or take a selfie with you.
Well, I'm sorry. I was home working
It's
on the
okay.
newsletter yesterday.
Second question, alopecia. What supplements would you recommend at your clinic? I don't want Vitamin Shoppe or super supplements. What's up at the Tahoma dispensary that's good for alopecia?
Well, actually, what's at the Tahoma Clinic that's good for alopecia is Dr. Christina Persa. She has made a specialty of that. And we were also so impressed at the pictures before and after of an 8-year-old girl this poor 8-year-old had when she first came in, total body alopecia, not just the spots. And by the time she and her parents and Dr. Persa were done, this kid had all her hair back. Yes, it did take a year or so. But I'm so impressed with what Dr. Persa does with alopecia. I can tell you that one of the supplements that's always in the group is zinc. Always, always, always. And then
Zinc.
there are zinc, yes, sir. And then there are a number of other things that get in there according to the individual. But if somebody has a serious case of alopecia, yes, they might want to check with their dermatologist, but dermatologists don't have much for that. Dr. Persa, she's not perfect like I'm not perfect, but she gets it right most of the time on alopecia, sir.
Well, that's good because I sent a patient to your clinic and they saw Dr. Ellis. And I was so embarrassed because Dr. Ellis said to her, "What's alopecia?" And after that, they didn't ever want to go back. And I'm like, "You got to be kidding. Just give them another chance." That I'm sure Dr. Ellis didn't know what she was doing. But that's why I was asking you what's good for alopecia. And that's good that you told me that zinc and.
Yeah, and that there we have someone who really knows what she's doing on that. Yes, she's at the Tukwila Clinic.
So I got some berberine and I got some standard process AC carbamide yesterday. With the AC carbamide, that's going to help my kidney function, right?
Sometimes what it's usually used for the most, sir, is it helps some people with glaucoma. But yes, it does help you with some people's kidney function. But
Okay.
it's not the main thing for that. There's other things that are better research for kidney function help.
And with the berberine, just 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day would replace metformin?
That's what the research told us. The researchers had people take exactly equivalent doses of metformin. Whatever the dose of metformin was, they duplicated that with the berberine. And this group over here took metformin, and that group over there took berberine in exact same quantities. And the ones who took berberine had just as good blood sugar regulation without any of the potential for side effects as metformin, although metformin doesn't have a great number. But they had even better lipid control with the berberine than they did with the metformin. So all in all,
Nice.
Yes, I know. And that's the original research from 2009, and it's just built on that. And if the lady happens to be listening who sent me the article about how berberine was dangerous, we're going to get back to you, ma'am. I'm afraid there was holes in that research, but that's another story.
Okay. Well, next time I'm there and you're there, can I take you to McDonald's?
You got to be kidding, sir.
We can take Holly's Mercedes to McDonald's and it's on me. I'll get you 20-piece nuggets and supersized French fries.
Well, it's like this, sir. I wouldn't eat them. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm kidding. Thanks, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am.